Because you've allowed too much power to gravitate to one body, and you haven't divided the power. The division of power was one of the, if not the most important, one of the most important things we got from our founding fathers. But we're having this collapse of the separation of powers. It's getting to be where there's an ancillary body, which is Congress, and then there's the executive branch, the behemoth, the Leviathan. The executive branch is so large that really the most important laws in the land are being written by bureaucrats that no one elects and no one can unelect. In an average year, there are over 200 regulations that will cost the economy $100 million apiece. We don't vote on any of them. You vote indirectly for the president, but I think that's so indirect that it's a real problem. And I think what we have now is we have an executive branch that legislates. And so the collapse of the separation of powers is this, it's a collapse of the equilibrium. And this equilibrium is what kept power in check. And when I think who's to blame for this, it isn't one party, it's really both parties. When we have a Republican in office, Republicans tend to forgive a Republican president and give him more power. When we have a Democrat in office, the Democrats tend to forgive a Democrat and give the Democrat more power. A more honest sort of approach to this, or a more, I think, statesman-like approach to this, would be that if we were able to have both parties stand up as a body, and if there were pride in the institution of Congress, pride such that we were jealous of our power, that we were pitting our ambition to keep our power against the ambition of the president, regardless of the president's party affiliation, then we might have a chance.